Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the developer for the White House Apartments here in Jefferson, is Adam Schwier, is now joining us. And so thank you very much, Adam, for being on. And being the former Carroll mayor living over in Carroll, can you just tell us a little bit about the White House Apartment project and maybe just first of all describe where it is before you go into the plans of the project?
Yeah, the White House Apartments are located at 215 South Wilson. They face kind of an empty lot that faces Highway 4 there, looking at the old school building and over towards the daycare center. Just a block or so off of downtown Main Square, the building has been vacant for about 10 years or better. It's set up for approximately 12 apartments, as well as on-premise laundry, community room, and maintenance. We're excited about tackling the project. The building itself has had a new roof put on it, asbestos removed, and has pretty much been gutted down to the studs. We're hoping with those factors involved, we'll be able to move the project along a little quicker than some of the other rehabilitation projects we've done in the past.
I know you said you have 12 apartments that you can fit inside that building. Is it all going to be like one bedroom, two bedroom? Can you talk about that as well as plans for the exterior of the building, including maybe an awning in the back?
Yeah, you bet. So when you first walk into the building to the left, we will have about a 900-square-foot community room, just kind of an area with post office boxes, couches, maybe table and chairs. Sometimes we'll put in a small dry kitchenette area for coffee to be put on. And then the building itself will have 3 one-bedroom units, then 1 three-bedroom unit, and then 8 two-bedroom units. And then at the rear of the building, we're going to be removing, there's some structural damage to the rear cement block wall. So we're going to remove that wall. The second story remains the same, but we're going to go back in on the first story about 10 feet back into the building to create a new exterior wall, which will then essentially provide us a nice covered patio that runs the entire length of the building. We'll do that, allow people a little bit of a way to put some grills and chairs and tables out there. And we also promote all of our buildings as smoke-free. So this will provide at least an area for folks, if they do smoke, to be out of the elements, provide a little bit of a sense of community at the same time.
And you had pointed out some time ago here, Adam, that one of the biggest holdups on this project was getting the workforce housing tax credits through the Iowa Economic Development Authority, which actually came through and you were awarded that piece of the project. Can you just tell us why this was such an important aspect and really the deciding factor of whether or not you were going to do the project in the first place?
Well, workforce housing tax credit, it's a very competitive process. They open it up every year. Final entries need to be submitted by the end of June. So there really wasn't much of any holdup of any sort, really. More so, it was just a timing thing. Once they were able to meet here in July, I was pleasantly surprised to get back to you as quickly as they did. And so ultimately, that was what we were waiting for. But through those tax credits, the reason in which they were so important to us is we wanted the building to remain a market rent type of a building, and we wanted to be able to make the building very new and modern to attract people of all ages, and at the same time, be able to keep our rent rates at a rate that we felt workforce and or even retirees could afford. For a one-bedroom unit, we're going to be looking at about $650 a month is what we're targeting. Two-bedroom units will be at $750. And the 1 three-bedroom unit that we'll have will be $900, and that includes water and garbage. So all of these different financing mechanisms really are working to create a nice space, a repurpose of a building. We really focus on stewardship because, you know, all of the infrastructure is there, so people aren't having to run new infrastructure and pay for new streets or water or sewer or any of that. At the same time, we're bringing, you know, a two-story building online that hasn't really been used in many years.
So, Adam, I know you kind of mentioned also some support from GCDC and the city of Jefferson. Can you just speak in a little bit better detail as far as how those two entities kind of helped out with the project, too?
Yeah, you bet. So GCDC really was able to come through. They applied for a grant through Grow Green County, and were able to secure some funds to help us with the acquisition of the property from the existing property owner. I believe that owner is out of state. So it was just great to have some connections within the community who knows the owner. We're able to deal with him. They were able to exercise a purchase agreement with that owner. And then ultimately, through the purchase agreement, then they turned around and sold us the building at a rate that we knew was going to be able to fit into our business plan. Because there's not much of a building there, we're essentially buying a lot with an empty shell. And so they realized that, and they realized the importance of trying to make that building something new again. So they stepped up and helped us on that level. And then the city has got their tax abatement program, which is also really important because from our perspective, we have to get through the construction process, which is going to take a year or so. And then we need to get the building full in order to make the business plan. And with the abatement, we continue to pay the existing taxes that have always been paid on the building. We just don't have to pay the added value that we put into the building for 10 years. But eventually, we'll be then paying the full amount of taxes on the building after 10 years, which is going to be a nice bump for the rest of the taxpayers in the city of Jefferson. So ultimately, it becomes a win-win. The taxpayers are still remaining collecting the same amount of taxes as they always have on the real estate for these next 10 years. But they know eventually, after we've made the improvements we're going to make, they're going to be bringing quite a bit more tax base back online. So that works out. And then the facade improvements grant that the city provides, ultimately, if they will reimburse 50% of any facade improvement up to $150,000. So we know that between removing the back exterior wall of the building, redoing that whole back portion, cutting in new proper egress windows, completely refacing the front of the building, that we're going to be well over $150,000. So that 50% money will also make its way back to us and also provide some additional monies to keep that financing in place so that we're able to keep our rent rates at the targets that we're trying to hit.
Sounds like you got everything pretty much in place. So can you give us a kind of an anticipated timeline of when you'd like to start the project and possibly foresee? I know with COVID-19 and everything, it might be a little more difficult to see in your crystal ball of when you possibly could see this project being wrapped up.
Well, we're hoping that we can get our purchase agreement exercised and closing and take possession of the property here in the month of August, with the idea that we would start demolition at the end of August or early September. And then all going well, we're hoping to have the project wrapped up by the end of July or early August of 2021, be able to hopefully be taking applications throughout the next year, hopefully be full by the end of next fall.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with the developer of the White House Apartments here in Jefferson is Adam Schwerz, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.